Hey guys, this is Donovan, and you're podcasting with Donovan. All right, let's get to our episode one. All right, today we're going to be talking about what I want to do with this podcast. I'm going to be talking about today's events, some sports, a little about drama and culture, but most important, life, something we all go through. Hopefully we can go through this together, informed or laughing, or just feeling like you're not the only person in this world that feels the same way. All right, let's get into this. First up on our first segment, the rapper Blueface. You know, we all know the Blueface. Blueface, baby. Okay, maybe that wasn't the best impersonation, but he is the one that made Tatiana. But he's had recent problems. I'm sure you guys have heard about this, but had recent problems with his family and fans for an interesting reason. All right, let's get that. Okay, first of all, he kicked out of his mom. He kicked out his mom out of his own house. I mean, yeah, that sounds a little sus at first, right? That's what I was thinking. You know, could have been because he was saving room for his two girlfriends. That's what I was thinking. I mean, I don't know. There is a lot of things. I know that was a little out there. It went viral. Hey, he had his two girls, whatever. Hey, good for him, whatever, you know? But during his kicking out of his mother, his mom went on IG, Instagram, yes, and went live and recorded the whole altercation, making Blueface to call his own mother a clout chaser. Yes, it's not looking too good. It's not looking too good, you know. But I think I can understand where this is coming from and all that. I mean, we all hope that family will not get in the way, especially if you're making it up and being big and all. But, I mean, I guess that's a perfect example of how family can kind of turn on you. But let's not assume much into this, all right? Let's get right back into more. His sister joins his mom's side saying that I think she was like, oh no, you're the clout chaser or something like that. Yes, I don't understand. I mean, now his sister is against her and all that. But the whole reasoning, Blueface explains in a video, that his mom was just trying to get his sister out of the house. Now, his sister was with him for a while, and then apparently his sister, he like wanted more from him because he already gave an apartment. This is by Blueface and all that. Blueface wrote, quote unquote, "Since they want to go viral so bad, this the real story. My mom got tired of my broke, explicit for, you know, booty or whatever, sister freeloading at her house, so she brought her to mine," and then end quote. Yeah, so apparently Blueface goes on to explain that that his sister not only his sister was brought to his place by his mother, even though he didn't want that to happen, but his sister demanded house, whatever. But he already gave an apartment, supposedly. And then she demanded a car. His car, in fact. And then after, her own brand new car. Now, if I'm you and all that, my sister ain't getting any of that. But fans went on social media to go on and try to expose and downgrade Blueface's decisioning and all that. But he goes on to explain, hey, I had to live in my car. And no one was there for me whenever I needed that stuff. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know. I can only imagine, you know. Like, if you worked all this hard work and all that, for someone to be just forcing you to do stuff, I mean, did she have blackmail on him? I don't know. It's kind of, like, weird to think about because, I mean, why is she acting all bold now, you know? All right. Well, we're going on to our next topic. Jaden Smith turns 21 and celebrates in an unusual way. Yes, Jaden Smith. We all know Jaden Smith. Karate Kid, or at least the small Karate Kid with Justin Bieber. Yeah, he's bigger than me, stronger than me. Yeah, you all know. You all know. Jaden Smith from Pursuit of Happiness. We all know him. I go on to say, a proud father, Will Smith, goes on media to congratulate his son. But we all should. Not only is he a great actor, rapper, culture activist, and model-like icon, but most importantly, a great person. You know, Jaden Smith, for his birthday, he runs a food truck with meals through the streets to give out not only meals for those that need it, but also hope, in a sense. Something I can only imagine must be the best birthday present to the person that can have most things and just want others to come up. I mean, think about it. If you were rich, I mean, really, what's the whole point? Like, okay, if you're poor, you want to get rich. If you're rich, you want to give back to the poor. It's an ongoing cycle, whatever. So it's kind of great that he's not being greedy and he's thinking about more than himself. This isn't just a birthday for himself, but it seems like it's a birthday for many others. Man, congratulations to Jaden Smith, you know. That dude, questionable hairstyle sometimes, but a great man right there. All right, we go on to say, wow, the USA women. Soccer, you know, not only winning the cup against the Netherlands, but they also get more viewers than the men's soccer ever did. Or was, you know, that's crazy. First of all, congratulations to them. That was amazing. I can honestly say that it was pretty entertaining. But the thing is, it wasn't an easy trip there. So we could talk about the obvious controversy that came with the women's soccer whole deal and all that. Talking about celebrations. Yes, Alex Morgan got very criticized. I mean, a lot of criticism for just a celebration about like the sipping tea and all that. We all know that. And I was just thinking, that's absolutely absurd. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, think about it. Like, men's basketball, men's football, men's anything. I mean, we celebrate. I mean, I don't know if we're grabbing our balls like Alex Morgan said, but like, I mean, we do celebrate all the time. We stare down, we go over them. I mean, I guess in a sense we do grab our nuts. Shout out to Marshawn Lynch, right? I mean, there's been many occasions about that stuff. And I mean, for once, why do women have to like hide that? Like, why do they gotta like not celebrate? I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, and for her to just sip the tea seems a little unreasonable. Now, I've heard that it was because she was sipping the tea because of, you know, saying, hey, people have been really criticizing my celebrations, so I'm just gonna sip tea. It's the slightest, I guess, celebration, but still got a lot of criticism from it. Now, I don't want to be, let me just tell you a little bit about me. I believe in, you know, equality between genders and all that. And I really think that, you know, obviously, we should all treat each other like humans in the same way, in a sense and all that. Now, I'm not going to be, you know, saying I'm a extremist feminist, but I'm definitely fighting for that. You know, just the cause in a sense. But I mean, it's not a bad cause unless you're on the extremist side, and then it just gets a little hectic. But we go on to talk about the star of the USA women's soccer. Well, there's two stars, but Megan Rapinoe. Sorry if I got the name wrong, but she refuses to go to the White House. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, just go to the White House. Like, jeez, like, why we have to hear this again? Why? What's up with Donald Trump? Now, later in the future, we will be talking about politics, but that's if you guys like it or not. I don't really care. I mean, I love to talk about anything. Me personally, I love talking about what is right, what is wrong, what I think, and what's going on, you know? But Megan Rapinoe is not the only athlete to refuse to not go to the White House, but it just seems like she's been more singled out. And it honestly kind of seems unfair in a sense. But Steph Curry, LeBron James, I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant, or any, like, basketball player, I would say, has refused to go to the White House. I mean, geez, come on now. Like, I'm sure there's many athletes out there that don't want to go to the White House. I mean, like, he is our president, but the things he wants to go for, it's okay. It's the freedom to decide, right? I mean, sure, it honestly sounds a little disrespecting in a sense, and that's why I'm a little on the fence, but I get it. I really do. You know, I think that they have the choice, and, you know, they choose it. I mean, they deserve it. It's America. We get the freedom of speech, the freedom to do anything. I mean, with consequences, of course, if it's a bad thing, but of course this is not. Either way, congratulations to them. We should all, you know, snap, clap, whatever you got to do for them. That was amazing. That is amazing. All right. Now, we are at the segment of the hearing where we converse about some real stuff, all right? Now, let me just tell you guys, all right? Look. We all go through some stuff, you know? Like, and this is not all going to be about news and all that. So when I said at the beginning that I want to make you guys feel some empathy, some, like, you know, feeling like you're not by yourself, I get it, you know? And there's some things, you know, like, in this world that, like, I know many people will not agree on, whatever. But, you know, like, I just think this is something we should talk about. Now, me, I'm going to get personal, all right? I am irritated with cheating and all sorts of, like, side chick, side dudes, whatever you want to call it. That stuff is horrible. Like, I don't get that. Like, it literally makes no sense. If you want to be with someone, like, be with them. I mean, I guess, in a sense, if you're okay, if you know you're female, is okay with you having other side chicks, like Blueface, whatever, shout out to him, like, not really, actually, I don't, it goes against my cause, but, I mean, it's just, like, I don't know, because we all have been hurt, you know, in a sense, but cheating is just hard, you know, like, imagine loving someone for so much, giving all of them, and just to hear that they were cheating, or see or catch in the act of them cheating, it's just like a slap in the face, and something has been ripped from your heart, like, ripped, and you're like, I gave you so much, and then after that, it's a departure, and it seems like your heart is so incomplete, you know, I mean, it hurts, and it doesn't just hurt for you ladies, it hurts for us men too. Like, that, there is no gender that's more loyal, all right? Yeah, men are stupid, but women can be very out there too, you know? And it's hard, you know? Like, you know, and it's not like you can't even blame anybody, you know? Like, there needs to be a loyalty. Like, and then you kind of, like, look on these girls like, yo, girls, come on. This is the age where, like, this woman, all right? This is the age where you guys got all the power. I mean, not all the power, but we're still equal and all that. But, like, you got a lot of, you know, power and all that. We're still fighting for it, I can see. But, you know, it's getting to that way, whatever. Girls, I mean, you have, I mean, when it comes to attraction, if you want a guy, you can probably get that. But you fall for these bad guys. I mean, these guys that, like, looks sus from the beginning, from the get-go, and then you complain, and you point out the world, saying how guys aren't crap. Well, come on now, like, look around, there's so many guys that are there to still love you, and still support you, and still want you to be happy, and respect you, and then you're looking at some guys that could, you know, I guess, be hood, or whatever, I don't know, like, there ain't nothing against the hood. It's just, like, even in the hood, there's so many, like, good things, you know? I mean, good people out there. It doesn't matter where, what demographic come from or where you come from and all that. I mean, there will always be good people. And then you just got to be a better judgment, a better judge for character, you know? All right. I mean, the worth of loyal love is art, you know? I'm not trying to get sappy on you guys, all right? I'm just saying, like, think about it. Think about having someone you love and will always be there for you, never leave you. Yeah, like, you're scared of being bored or being feeling like that's the only one you can have. But, I mean, think about it. That's the only one you can have. Like, she ain't gonna go anywhere. She's always gonna be there for you. Imagine having the best friend of your life, a female, attractive, and by your side the whole time. I mean, think about it. You're the most comfortable with this person. You can open up. You can cry. You can laugh. You can celebrate. And when you go up or when you go down, that person is with you. That's loyalty. And how can you ever replace that? Shouldn't we live life through other people's perspective? If you want to be treated some certain way, treat others like that. You know, if you want other people to be loyal to you, why don't you be loyal? If you want people to be true to you, why don't you be true to people? You got to be true to yourself. You know, everybody deserves love. So let's not hurt. Like, this cheating is not the way to go. No matter what situation it is, I know it's not the way to go. All right. That was our segment of some real stuff. I'm sorry if I got a little deep, but let's get on. All right. Our top music for the days we live in. Yes. Yes. A segment for music and all that. Of course. I mean, whatever platform you listen to, you're listening to this on. I mean, think about it. Music's all around us. It creates us. You know, music, we grew up on it, you know, you can't go anything or anywhere without it. It's there for your worst days of your life and your best days of your life, you know, like, it's always there. With the culture around us, I mean, it's obvious music means a lot to us. So, what I'm going to be doing is giving you the hottest, newest, or underrated music out there. All right, number one. Post Malone. Wow. Goodbyes. You guys need to hear that. Quote unquote, goodbyes. Look at that. Since April 27th, 2018, this song has exceeded its expectations and hasn't disappointed. Like, I'm serious. If you guys haven't listened to this thing, I mean, I love it. Now, I will have some criticism, all right? I don't know, obviously, I'm sure that Young Thug never listens to this. It's whatever. But Young Thug in this, I mean... If it's just me, like, I don't know if I'm really excited about his role in the song, whatever. The whole, the high pitch, I don't know about that. Lil Wayne, he maybe make it look okay, but, like, it's not all right. I mean, for me, but overall, great song. You guys need to listen to it. All right, next, we got Dreamville with J. Cole, released the third album named Revenge of the Dreamers 3, wowing everybody, dropping great songs and good features, songs like Under the Sun and Down Bad. You need to check that out. Check that out. I mean, we're talking about Dreamville. Like, J. Cole, speaking of that, when is J. Cole gonna actually release an album or a single with Drake? I mean, I can't wait. I really can't wait until that happens. But either way, Dreamville, I listen to, for sure. For sure. All right. Now I have an underrated song for you. I don't know if you guys know, but Young Gravy. You know, I'm sure you guys listen to Young Gravy. Come on, loud. Mr. Clean, you know? Mr. Clean, you know? Or like Mr. Sandman. I know that's an original song, but then he has a song to it. I can't really, like, explain, but you guys need to listen to Charlene, Charlene by Young Gravy. I mean, I'm telling you, that is smooth. I don't know why, I think that's my favorite song for Young Gravy. You need to check that out. He came out with an album, but either way, check that out. I think that's pretty underrated. Now, an artist that seems underrated, I think, or needs to be considered listening to, Bruno Major. I'm serious. Not Bruno Mars. Bruno Major. M-A-J-O-R. Oh, man. He is not the name you hear much, but he's an amazing artist to listen to in a chill, sad, or hopeful mood. I mean, I'm serious. No matter what breakup or what day you're going through, maybe if you want to just have some background music, like, he's not background music. Like, that's worthy listening to. But I'm just saying it's the overall vibe he gives off. Like, it is amazing. I'm serious. You need to listen to it for sure. And, you know, never forget those oldie songs. You know, I'm talking about Queen, Motley Crue. I mean, even some old school rap. I mean, guys, there's a reason why the culture is starting to make movies about these rock stars and rappers. I mean, we're talking about, if you haven't listened to Tupac, listen, Biggie, listen, Queen. I'm sure Queen has always been around. You know, me personally, I'm about to tell you something. Please don't hate me, but I really didn't know who Queen was. I mean, I heard this music, but I didn't know who Queen was until I saw Bohemian Rhapsody movie. I know, it's ridiculous, but I don't know. It just happened like that. I don't know what to say. I knew Tupac before I knew Queen. That's crazy. That's crazy, you know? Next on our agenda, Disney plans to make a new Ariel movie, but Ariel is black. Ooh, okay. About this, I don't see. I have nothing against, you know, the Little Mermaid being black or anything, but it's just like, you know, I've always had a thing about being original. Now, if you want to make your own Ariel, you know, make a whole new princess. Like, let's not create like a whole new thing and vibe around someone that's already developed. Like, this is some people's childhoods, and all. Like, heck yeah, I'm mixed myself, right? I'm black or whatever, but it's just like, that's not how it is. That's not what we want. Like, we don't want to be being some second plate to a whole new princess. I mean, this is, yeah, sure, whatever. It's been out for a long time. I know there's a lot of controversy and arguments on the fact, but please consider this, all right? Now, if we want to release another black princess, that's fine. It doesn't matter what the princess is, what color, any minority, whatever. That's fine. Make your own original. Let's do it. I'm all for it. Look at all the originality that's coming out now. I mean, there's a lot of movies that are coming out with just original content and all that. Not some just remade some stuff, whatever. I mean, it's a little hard, you know. But it's all right, you know, like, whatever happens, it happens, but I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people are going to be okay with that, white or black people. I mean, I know there's, you know, it shouldn't even turn into a white v. black thing. I really hope not, because we live in the days that we need to be more together than separate, you know, and something like this shouldn't be having a petty argument about. I just think that we can all agree that there could have been a better way. There really could have. But, I mean, I understand the creativity. I just don't really think that was the best way to go. You know what I mean? Oh, yes. We are going towards the end. I know. Sounds like a little short podcast, but it is episode one. So, but we go into more of a hefty manner. As you all know, I don't know how old you are or how young you are, but we have all experienced a hardship in this news. Cameron Boyce's death. You know, me personally, you know, he meant a lot to me or whatever. And it meant a lot to others. I didn't really exactly say that he's, like, my favorite actor at one point. Just to know that he was on my television, you know, on Jesse, which I would watch when I was little. Just to know that. And then hear that he's gone. That's hard. I mean, that's tough. That's real tough. Like, I mean, what can we do? You know? See, the news behind it is his father came out on Twitter to say that his reason for death was a seizure in his sleep. You know? And it's hard because you're like, come on, man. Like, apparently, I think Demi Lovato also wasn't. No, not Demi Lovato. My bad. Sorry about that. The main character from Jesse. I'm blanking out. I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. Demi Ryan. Sorry about the the incorrect information, but Debbie Ryan came out, and I think when she heard this news, she had a heart attack. And that must be hard for her. Like, it's real hard for everybody. I mean, even Adam Sandler was coming out with some news talking about how, you know, like, how tough it was for him. Like, it's hard. It's harder on all of us. I mean, it's kind of like, no matter what cause he had for his death, it kind of reminds us all that life is short, that we got to love and be happy and care for others, because we may never know or can tell what's going on in their lives. I mean, it's like, you don't know what anybody's conditions are unless you're part of their life and all that, but you may never know when they leave. Like, there's no time to hate, you know? There's no time to, you know, have some petty arguments, dislike someone for just a difference in opinion, you know? Like, that could be all taken away. And that's a rough loss. And I'm, you know, we should all hope for the best for the family and all that. And, you know, anything like that. It's hard to experience loss. But right now, we need to go through it together. Like I said, there's no better time to be more together than now. Well, thank you guys. Thank you to the people that stayed to listen to this kid talk about what there is to talk about. And remember, no matter what time it is, if we laugh with each other, stay up with each other, inform each other, talk to each other, and especially listen to each other, it can only get better. This is your host, Donovan, thanking you all for listening. I'm signing off. This is Podcasting with Donovan, episode 1. Let's go. Peace.